For the second time, a child dies in Border Patrol custody.
These kids who've been traveling for 2,000 miles, they really need some help.
Day five of the government shutdown and a border wall standoff.
It's not going to be open until we have a wall.
Wall Street may be down, but
Main Street has driven holiday retail sales up.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says it will now perform medical checks on children up to 10 years old after a second child died in Border Patrol custody. CBS's Janet Shamblian is in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Customs and Border Protection now reports that at about 9 o'clock Christmas Eve morning, detention center agents noticed 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso coughing and appeared to have glossy eyes. By 12:45, he was at the hospital, diagnosed and treated for a common cold. At 1:20, he registered a 103-degree fever, but by 2:50, he and his father were released from the ER and transferred to another checkpoint with a prescription for an antibiotic and ibuprofen. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke spoke yesterday about the child's death.
I'm going to call for an investigation just to get to the facts, make sure we understand what happened, and to prevent something like that from happening again.
The president claims government employees who are off the job with no paychecks support his fight for a border wall, despite the government shutdown.
These federal workers want the wall. The only one that doesn't want the wall are the Democrats, because they don't mind open borders.
The shutdown is in its fifth day. CBS's Chip Reed is at the White House.
It is simply a standoff at this point. The White House says the ball is in the Democrats' court. The Democrats say, no, it's your move. But one Democratic source on Capitol Hill did tell CBS News that the White House offered $2.1 billion for border security, plus $400 million for President Trump's, quote, other immigration priorities. But Democrats have called that a slush fund. Now, Nancy Pelosi has said she expects that when she is the speaker, they will quickly pass a piece of legislation in the House to reopen the government, but it will not contain any money for the wall, so there's certainly no guarantee that President Trump would sign that.
Lots of snow is headed to the plains and Midwest. WCCO-TV's Mary McGuire has a snapshot from Minneapolis.
A major winter storm could bring a foot of snow to some parts of northern, central, and western Minnesota.
1 to 3 inches around the Twin Cities.
The cities are expected to miss out on most of the heavy stuff, but things could still get dicey on the roads, with lots of holiday travelers making their way home.
And the temperatures are going to really plunge on Friday. So whatever's on the roads, rain or snow, it's going to freeze.
Severe weather is making rescue efforts difficult 4 days after the tsunami that hit Indonesia's Sunda Strait. It killed nearly 430 people. CBS's Barry Peterson has more from the Foreign Desk in London.
It's about keeping spirits up, like getting the little kids singing and smiling. Shelters are overflowing with 21,000 people evacuated as a precaution against another tsunami, mostly the old and the young, like 11-year-old Puput. I'm too afraid to stay in my house, she says. And as the massive scope of the cleanup becomes clear, drones are just now showing the devastation in more remote areas as the hunt goes on for survivors or bodies.
In Syria, state-run media claim the loud explosions heard near Damascus came from Israeli fighter jets. Syria says it shot down some of those missiles, while others hit a weapons depot and injured three soldiers. The attack was the first since President Trump announced U.S. troops will leave Syria. The Mount Etna volcano has triggered an earthquake in eastern Sicily. There is some damage, and while nerves were frayed, officials say no one was seriously hurt. Per the president's end-of-phone conversations with kids on Christmas Eve, CBS's Gary Nunn has a look at the other side of one of those chats.
It was a Christmas to remember for 7-year-old Coleman Lloyd of Lexington, South Carolina. When she called NORAD to track Santa's whereabouts, she was connected with President Trump.
You just have a good time.
Yes, sir.
Are you still a believer in Santa?
Yes, sir.
Because at 7, it's marginal, right?
Yes, sir.
Coleman's mom, Erica, had no issue when the president questioned her daughter's belief in Santa.
She was fine, but it did make me a little nervous at first. I was a little shocked that he asked, but it was fine.
Santa was good to Coleman. She received an American Girl doll.
The post-holiday consumer crush is underway, but retailers are the ones celebrating big after a robust holiday season.
Holiday retail sales up more than 5% over last year. Online sales up 19% against the backdrop of investor gloom. Strongest holiday sales increase in 6 years. Craig Johnson, customer growth partner, says there's a major disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Wall Street, people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. But on Main Street, people are calm, cool, and collecting bargains at the mall.
Overall, we spent more than $850 billion this holiday season. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
As is our tradition, the day after Christmas begins our series of reports on the year gone by. And though he's off on vacation this week, our Steve Kathan has left us this look at the actors who died in 2018.
Well, talk to me, good buddy.
Fans continue to talk about Burt Reynolds, who left us this year. Goodbye also to Vern Troyer, the mini-me of the Austin Powers film. And Tab Hunter, the pretty boy actor who became a gay icon in later life.
I was living a lie, absolutely.
On TV, Bill Daly had us dreaming of Jeannie, as well as playing Bob Newhart's good friend.
Why don't we send out for some Chinese food, guys?
Let's give a final salute to David Ogden Steers, best known for playing the snobbish Major Winchester on MASH.
Now, my dear lad, don't be shy. The doctor is your friend.
Jerry Van Dyke may want us to forget he starred in
Mama the Car. Mama the Car.
But John Mahoney, the crusty dad in the sitcom Frasier, said it best.
Come on, you'd love these guys.
Which is why fans still watch them any chance they get. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Whaling has long been a part of Japanese culture, and from Tokyo, CBS's Lucy Kraft reports that a long hiatus in whale hunting is about to end.
After a nearly 40-year hiatus, Japan said it will restart commercial whale hunts next July in its territorial waters. Japan is quitting the International Whaling Commission, which says whales remain threatened by a host of new hazards like climate change. Tokyo argues most species have recovered.
In Hoboken, New Jersey, a baby Jesus figurine was part of the nativity display 90 years after it was stolen from Our Lady of Grace Church. Father Alexander Santora.
It must have bothered somebody enough that they wanted it to come home. And even after what could have been 90 years, they did the right thing.
And Santora says it was actually returned last March. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, December 26th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.